recently experienced a great awakening. Who would have thought 7 years ago that most of America would start to talk about how corrupt the Clintons really are, or discover the truth about the Obamas or the Bushes, or even see the Democrat Party basically implode on themselves? They keep being put out there for us to see and expose to the masses. The border's a mess, too. We'll see more of that, and the people have had enough in Chicago. Get ready for some amazing insight into things today. Hope you enjoyed. Here we go.
Joe Biden said today on his Twitter that Donald Trump does not trust women.
Because for 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
In 2016, Donald Trump ran to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, in 2024, he's running to pass a national ban on a woman's right to choose. I'm running to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again, so women have a federal guarantee to the right to choose. Donald Trump doesn't trust women. I do. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Anytime they mention a woman, I then have to ask, what is a woman? Do we really believe that this man is running the country?
Doesn't even know where he's going. If you're listening in, he's having to be escorted around.
You know who I think should not be trusted? Anyone who wants to kill innocent babies. Anybody who's accused of molestation. Anybody who has showers with their daughters. Anyone who wants grown men in women's bathrooms. That person should not be trusted.
That's right. And that is, of course, who she's talking about, Biden. He's being exposed for the masses to see. We keep wondering why he was the one picked to stand out front for all of us to see day in and day out. An embarrassment to the entire earth, and being able to expose him for what he's done for 40 to 50 years has been absolutely amazing to behold, because we didn't know. A lot of people weren't paying attention. They didn't know. They never peeled back the curtain to see what was going on with this criminal, with this mind, and more. And so I don't believe that's the real Biden. We have talked about this at length. The bottom line is there's a lot of wake up going on. Professor Patriot, the Great Awakening is working and it is brilliant. In 2017, the QOP brought together thousands of decentralized minds willing to work for free, dig into some very ugly subject matter, and work nearly independently to expose the truth. The digital soldiers are not one voice that can be arrested, deplatformed, or silenced. They cannot control us. We are an army of little frogs, and we are everywhere. Since that first Q post, thousands more have joined the battle, and the evidence we have exposed has brought awareness to bigger voices who have taken truth to their bigger audiences. In a fight against a globalist criminal syndicate with an organization that is built on lies from top to bottom, the only counter is the truth. They have no answer for it. We force them to lie more, and then we expose the bigger lies. Narratives that used to last years are trampled by truth in hours. Monkeypox, gone. China white tongue pneumonia, gone. COVID reboot, gone. Bird flu going as we speak. Black man killed by police in Chicago after firing first. Off the radar. Globalist warming. Shattered. Every lie and narrative gets blown up by nerds with words and dank memes. Memes. You have to take a step back and see just how many wins we have nearly every day and stand in awe. We have no money, we have no hot lights, we don't get paid, but we show up every day and expose the truth while lifting spirits and soaring at 40,000 feet. The brilliance of this movement is astounding. I stand in awe every day of my friends, Anons and autists, diggers and independent journalists, and just everyday people who show up every day working against all odds and winning against a filthy juggernaut that owns everything but us and a few big voices. Hat tip digital soldiers, we are winning. God bless this crazy little army of truth. And I believe the army has been working hard, and that's why when you had this happen with President Trump showing up in New York and he received a hero's welcome, I'm going to show you this video showing a big hero's welcome for President Trump. Biden tried to pull off the same shenanigans, and it didn't work out well. Watch this.
Crowds crowds gather in Upper Manhattan as former President Trump visits a bodega.
This is the moment Mr. Trump arrived tonight. People lined up along 139th and Broadway as he made his way inside the Hamilton Heights bodega to meet with Jose Alba. Alba is the bodega worker who fatally stabbed a man in July of 2022 in a case of self-defense.
On Tuesday, he used a Harlem bodega as a backdrop to slam Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for being what he calls soft on crimes that matter.
Without a doubt, very much supported here in Harlem.
Now we have Biden showing up in a store, and there's a few people waiting for him. Yeah, and takes a little glance. Nobody's running to get photos with him. Nobody's screaming for him or trying to support him at all. He's just walking through, probably trying to figure out where he's at and realizing, oh, this is a food establishment. Maybe he thought he was in a pharmacy. Who knows? He's lost. Hardly anybody's there for him. Huge difference, huh? Pretty amazing. Before we go further, I just want to share this with you. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping good. You're still hurt. You're stressed out. That's how it works for me. But then I went to CB Distillery. Well, I fixed that with some CBD. CBD Distillery actually gave it to me. It's targeting formulations that are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code LT for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. Use code LT for 20% off today.
Wake up, and you better wake up fast. When Trump comes to the heart of Black America, to Harlem, and is receiving a warm welcome, almost a hero's welcome, the alarm bells are going off that you're about to lose the election. When Trump can walk onto your base with no problem at all and be embraced by the community, that's a big problem if you are a Democrat. The White House, you better wake up. All those million-dollar consultants, you better put them to work. Don't take your base for granted. You're already bleeding support with your base of African-Americans and Latinos. And Trump can smell the blood in the water, and he says, I'm bringing the fight to you. I'm going to Black America. I'm coming to Harlem, Democrat.
How many love that? Lisa May shared that video, and she also said people are waking up. Wait till the truth about Haiti comes out. And she posted these reminders for us. They will lose the black vote once Haiti is revealed. Lost now, awakening, they keep them enslaved. What did Hussein do for the black community versus the president of the United States? That would be versus President Trump. People are waking up. Reread the drops regarding Haiti. At some point, it will not be safe for them to walk down the street. Pure evil. How many in Washington and those around the world in power worship the devil? Conspiracy? Fake news? The world is watching. And I remember, those are questions to get us to dig. And many of you did a great job constantly looking into what was going on. What do you mean, Haiti? Who was involved in Haiti? Who took the money of all the people and promised to support Haiti and didn't give them anything? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to talk about that some more. Speaking of money, I think I should share this first. Now, I'll go ahead and hit this button here. We're going to show you the abomination of due process and utter legal hypocrisy from Kash Patel.
When I was a former national security prosecutor and federal public defender, I probably picked about 60 criminal juries. And the one thing that is the bedrock of our Constitution when it comes to a defendant is due process. And a core concept of due process is the veneer, the voir dire, the jury selection process. Now you have a two-tier system of justice run amok, and the DA in this case came in just yesterday and said, I want to put Donald Trump in prison for violating a gag order based on social media posts. But he then came in today to court, the same DA, and said, Judge, the jurors who issued posts that were conflicting were only joking. So we don't really want to use them, take them seriously. We want to keep them on the jury. Which is it? Are social media posts a joke, or are social media posts enough to put you in prison?
There's Cash. Trump juror sworn in by the judge. Comes clean and admits she will not, capital N-O-T, not be fair and impartial. Oh, my goodness. A couple of days ago, I spoke with someone very important about the magic wheel in jury selection, said chaos coordinator. Suddenly, jurors are like, oops, sorry, I am repenting, not impartial. They don't want this can of worms open because all cases with juries will kick off. Giglio on steroids. Julian Assange, they're terrified of him, says Laura Logan. Response to the CIA director, William Burns, the declaration to invoke state secrets privilege in lawsuit brought by attorneys and journalists illegally surveilled during meetings with Julian Assange, publisher at WikiLeaks. The fear is happening. 420, April 20th. Remember 41020. Those are the initials for DJT. So we've got 420 Dan Scavino dropping President Trump TDJT on the back of his license plate. Why is that a big deal? It's just another way to let us know this is how we communicate with you. Look at the timestamps. As a matter of fact, the 1201 timestamp, Trump card coming, that was the time that it was posted. You look at this, and it says Trump card played. Nice work, Trump card coming. And it's interesting because he was standing next to his car, Trump card coming. And of course, Scotty Marr showing us, wait till they hear about Haiti. All of this playing out more and more for us to constantly wake up and realize we have got to understand there is some battle going on behind us day in and day out. As we look at all of this, the hard part for us is having to wait for the public to know what we've known for a long time. There's no bigger threat to them than the public being awake and thinking for themselves. Why are we here? What's the common theme when bad news is about to break against them? Well, false flags and all kinds of craziness in the news and so much more. Yeah, they're going to be exposed. The J6 thing is about to be exposed.
DOVIG report.
But I wanted to show you big things happening. We had breaking. Iran clears airspace after Israeli strike as I'm recording this. By the time you hear about this, there could have been more that occurred. Iran has promised an intense and brutal response to any attack on Iranian soil by Israel. Tonight, multiple reports and U.S. officials have confirmed that the Israeli Defense Force has hit a site inside of Iran. Moments later, Iran cleared the entire airspace, redirected all planes away from the missile launch sites, likely in preparation to launch a response. Kind of reminds you, if you look at the map, you can see that. And you look at this picture here. It used to be pretty nice when President Trump was in there. Ever since this Biden guy took over, there's wars and all kinds of craziness playing out. But you know, when the bad news is coming out and they're being exposed and politicians are realizing, oh shoot, we're in big trouble because the truth is starting to come out about J6 and more. Here's some stuff that played out here with Mr. Loudermilk talking with some D.C. National Guard, and boy, it's some pretty rich stuff at the end.
DOD IG report alleges that DOD officials did not...
IG report means Inspector General report, for those that don't know what IG is.
...lay or obstruct a response to the Capitol. Sergeant Major Brooks, I'll start with you. Do you believe that the deployment of the D.C. National Guard was delayed?
Yes.
Who do you believe delayed it?
Secretary McCarthy and senior officials in the Army staff.
Wow. Senior officials in the Army staff delayed the response, the National Guard, to help J6. We already know that, what's her name? I was about to show her here. Pelosi. Yeah, I'll show her in a minute. Anyways, because she was on Communist News Network drunk recently. But yeah, command sergeant major, as a matter of fact, one of the highest enlisted ranks. And I found out when I went from Marine Corps to Army civilian, when I worked as a government service worker, command sergeant major's a pretty amazing rank to attain. And when you talk to these guys, they don't play around.
Okay. Why do you believe that they delayed it?
I believe their misunderstanding of the capabilities of DC National Guard and the seriousness of the situation, to be honestly, I have no idea why. We never received that order. All I know is that they were more concerned with what it would look like with soldiers with the Capitol in the background than protecting the Capitol of the United States.
Interesting. They're concerned about the look of the Capitol with National Guard, but they weren't concerned a few weeks later when they basically walled off the whole area and made sure that nobody got within hundreds of yards of the fake inauguration that everybody was told was real, even though live from cameras. We noticed it was overcast and snowy, but yet on TV, it was nice and sunny. It was an awkward inauguration.
Colonel Matthews, same question for you. Do you believe that deployment of the DC National Guard was delayed?
Yes, sir. I believe that it was a result of an overcautious, reluctant, hesitant, facilitating leadership. And I think they were concerned about the optics, the political optics of a military presence here. And I don't think they trusted the commander-in-chief. And I think that was because of our senior-ranking military officer who was making disparaging remarks about the president to them. You got to remember, the people who ran the Army are very close associates of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They owe this position. They owe their positions to him. And he was not, I mean, there are books about how Chairman Milley was impeding the ability of the president. So I think that was an issue there, sir.
So just to clarify, you think that there was a delay that was calculated for one reason or the other, but you're not indicating that there was a nefarious purpose in that. Just so we don't walk out of here with conspiracy theories DOD wanted the Capitol to fail. I just want to make sure that's not where you're going with that.
We don't want people to know that there were three-letter agencies there posing as Trump supporters to instill and bring everybody in and draw them into the Capitol. And then start arresting them to put fear into everybody that wants to actually use their constitutional rights to basically state that the election was rigged. No, we don't want people to know that.
I'm saying that the conditions were set by this talk of a coup, of a Reichstag moment. I mean, the idea let me be frank about it. A bunch of black kids in the DC Guard are going to usurp the election for Trump is crazy. But that's what they were talking about.
Oh,
it's crazy talk, and it was out there, and it's in books. I mean,
Milley's talked about it. Says Colonel Matthews. Did you guys hear that? Crazy talk was going on. This is the first I've heard of this. Crazy talk's going on. What's it going to look like if a bunch of black National Guardsmen go in and help with President Trump so that he can they can get the votes and basically pull the electors back. And then next thing you know, Trump actually walks into the office. That's crazy talk, because we don't want to have the black DC guys in the Guard show that. He said that's the way they were talking. Racist remarks. Crazy talk is what he calls it. Kind of reminds me of maybe, when Dan Scavino posted this the other day. Watch this. Check this out. It's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah, if you're listening to that, that fighter jet goes right across. Supposedly breaks the sound barrier, and when that was released, Timestamp was 10:38. The 10:38 timestamp says, "Boom's en route." Do you guys think that they're communicating with us? Why would he show an aircraft coming across with a big boom? Mm-hmm. Interesting, because boom's en route, blind, 5-5, device, hold, comms transfer castle, chatter, rig for silent. Just kind of like letting us know what's going on. Let's see what else. Scavino at 22:24 on Truth Social, just missing to the second Delta. See this one? Oh, yeah, that's motivating. It's almost like going to a Top Gun movie and just reliving it, right? So that particular one dropped actually 1 minute later. Matches what we would say here, ex-military here, please don't let us down. We were willing to die then and still willing to die now. Do us proud, please. For God and country, brother. I just love these motivational posts that we get. We need them. We need them. Of course, Grasshopper goes in all the time, finds these gold nuggets. You guys don't know, but President Trump actually met with President Duda of Poland in New York City. Why would a former president meet with another president of another country? Huh. Well, it's interesting because it was dropped at 2011. 8/11 would actually kind of match this. For those watching, this should scare you. It's the power you depend on to survive. Money's worthless without those in power serving you. White House, military, and patriots. Are you ready to play? How do you break up something this big? What happens if low, mid, senior, non-corrupt patriots learn they were sold out? What happens? Well, we're rising up together, folks. What happens? Who is waiting with open arms with a plan to reorganize under a single entity with direct OS by trusted patriots? Why are trusted patriots who understand intel? Who are the trusted patriots who understand intel collection? Wow. I mean, folks, we're just getting all kinds of comms. I believe a lot of military stuff is going on. We can see it day in and day out. And I tell you what, it is very exciting for me. I tell you, another thing that's interesting is Speaker Mike Johnson tried to change the rules to eliminate the motion to vacate, but he didn't have the votes today. What did he say? Since the beginning of the 118th Congress, the House rule allowing a motion to vacate from a single member has harmed this office and our House majority. Well, when he said that, Thomas Massie said that, Edward Snowden chimed in, the Speaker declares war on his own House. And of course, Mike Johnson wants to give $300 million to the money laundering Nazi Ukraine regime. And he just went into Communist News Network to tell them how we've got to stop Putin.
We know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by Israel, our close ally and dear friend. And we're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe. These are important responsibilities. A strong America is good for the entire world. Since World War II, really, the responsibility for the free world has been shifted onto our shoulders. And we accept that role. We're an exceptional nation. We're the greatest nation on the planet, and we have to act like it. And we have to project to Putin and Xi and Iran and North Korea and anybody else that we will defend freedom. It doesn't mean boots on the ground. We're not the world's policemen, mm-hmm. but we're going to do the right thing. And I think the Congress is going to take an important stand here.
So, huh. Interesting. I'm just going to play that, and then I'll play this. Here we go.
Look, we are in unprecedented times, okay? We're in dangerous times, as has been articulated here, around the world, and here at home. We need steady leadership. We need steady hands at the wheel. I regard myself as a wartime speaker. I mean, in a literal sense, we are. I knew that when I took the gavel. I didn't anticipate that this would be an easy path. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich posted a couple days ago on his social media that this is the hardest challenge that's faced a speaker probably in the history of the country, in the moment that we're in right now. He said arguably maybe comparable to the Civil War, but maybe worse.
So Fletch 17 said, what did he just say? Who else said the exact same thing a few years back? Yep, Trump. This is a war, just not the war you think it is. And of course, the spoiler, we win. And that's Fletch that had that post there. And so what do we have? Remember that reminder from President Trump. We are wartime president.
This
here.
Team and me are here for this horrible thing. I mean, it's a number of people have said it, but and I feel it, actually. I'm a wartime president. This is a war. This is a war. Different kind of a war that we've ever had.
I want to say that I know that this is a
job. He's a wartime president. And I mentioned this before, since we started in September of 2018. One of the things that really grabbed my attention was a World War II hero, served 4 years in France, I believe is what he said, and he said they didn't have a day off. He said there's no days off in war. And that was a reminder to me and many others who are getting information out to the public that we are in a war, information war, and a spiritual war at that. And folks, if you want to keep in contact with us, just go to andweknow.com. You'll find us Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You'll be able to find all of our social networks there, all of the areas that we've been working hard on to get you guys involved. Let me show this one right here. I'm going to bring this over, this website. My son worked on real amazing site. Of course, we had At Sea with LT August 11th through the 18th, 2024 in Alaska. We hope you join us for that, but that'll pop up right away. You'll notice we have our past videos there. I definitely want you to check out this latest one, Protection Against Cell Phone EMF Radiation Damage. You do not want to miss that, folks. If you don't have not paid attention to the interviews, we are very careful on who we bring on the show. We just had another great interview that I'll be releasing with the Pet Club tomorrow. You don't want to miss them. They're absolutely amazing. We've got our merch on this site, my book on this site, the showcase of those that wear the gear on the site, and so many more things. You can send your name and email to subscribe to our newsletter on our website. That way you can receive our updates almost every single day. You'll see our podcast if you want to listen in on Podbean, and so much more. And we've got our partners on the bottom. If you're looking for those that you say, hey, man, there's something that he was talking about. It was that EMF protection. Where can I find it? You don't have to go look for the video. Just come to andweknow.com. You'll find it at the bottom. Click on that link and you are there. That is really, really cool. Another thing we have is the patriotlight.com. This is another site that my son worked on very hard for you, because I had a vision to have basically like a Drudge Report for us, for conservatives. And I wanted to make sure that it had scripture on it. We had our social news on there from a lot of folks that we follow, a lot of the news that we follow. If you want these updated every 5 to 10 minutes, they're there for you. You can share them and more. We'd love for you to check it out and look at that. And we've got our resources on there too. And don't forget that you can go to shop.andweknow.com. We've got the new car flags. The Ock car flags are now available. If you head out to that shop.andweknow.com, you can also find that member on our website, in case you don't want to type up the whole shop.andweknow.com. And you're going to find that we have our new cruise wear. We've got our fellowship membership package there, our book that you can get, our sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more. And they have a What's New section if you want to click on that and say, hey, I wonder see what's new out there. Well, you got the flags, you've got the three-quarter sleeves, and the new And We Know Bible verse Romans 8:28 shirts, folks. You don't want to miss out on grabbing those. And the everyday backpacks with our And We Know logo on it, the gift boxes, sticker packs, and so much more. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Speaker Johnson on CNN today with Jake Tapper, he did an interview and he said that the United States should stand with Ukraine for freedom to make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't steamroll across a European country. Do you give him credit for that? I mean, you hear the anger in his conference over this issue. Do you give him any credit for coming forward now and saying this is a matter of historical importance?
Well, it is. I think it's courageous of him to say, because you have to understand that in his own caucus, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee and the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, two leaders respected on both sides of the aisle, have said that Russian propaganda has infiltrated the Republican side of the aisle. So he has to deal with that. And for him to say that the democracy in Ukraine is an issue that we must support is a bold statement.
So there we have the intoxicated Nancy Pelosi on CNN praising Mike Johnson and his tremendous courage for not falling for Russian propaganda. In fact, she's praising what Mike Johnson's doing, tells you everything you need to know. I just had enough of it, and I know that I showed him, and he was sharing Bible verses and all kinds of other things, and just because they do that doesn't mean that they can be fully trusted. We have to definitely do our research on folks and more. It's hard for me to knock folks that that I just really thought when he was placed in there was somebody that we can trust. And right now, just really upset because of all the money they keep sending in different directions and the fact that he's playing both sides. And these guys who are very wicked people on the left, that he's even making them like him. Just doesn't make sense. Maybe someday we'll figure it out. Robert Streisand, of course, said, anybody that likes to hear from her, just wanted to show you this because I want you to see the comments below Barbara Streisand. I think that's more important. I really wanted you to know in case you're going, why is he sharing? I know. I just wanted you to see when we talk about folks waking up, I think it's important today that we really understand because I know a lot of you probably don't have the time to go look for these things or basically some of us, right? I'm not just saying you, but me too. You know, sometimes I click and I forget to look at to see what people are actually saying, but somebody actually said, well, go look at the comments below this. Barbara Streisand said, it would be wonderful if more people judged more closely the character of a president. You don't want a vain and vindictive man who is a pathological liar and whose only goals are more money and power to prop up his fragile ego, like Donald Trump. Oh, these elites get together, the Hollywood freaks, the singers, and more. It's like all one big club. You know, they stick together and stay on that attack mode. We need to stick together, too, and continue to expose evil. Here's some comments below that. I don't like the economy right now, so I'm voting for Trump. I don't care what his personality's like. I care about the policy. Biden's destroyed this country with bad policy. I don't understand people like you. You can't actually believe things are going well right now. Another person said, a scary election denier, say the lady who has illegal migrants working at her house who she won't let leave, like indentured slaves. Yeah, we know pajamas all day, Barbara. Shannon said, you have far too much money in your bank account if you truly believe Biden is doing a good job. Instead of bashing the people's president, tell us something great about the Democrat Communist Party. I'll wait. Conservalidity said, Barbara, please stop mixing up your child-sniffing CCP-compliant criminal pervert, stage 6 dementia patient, intellectual leader Joe with someone who actually loves America and wants to save it. Another guy said, Bill Dubb showed us, Barbie, you sure have consumed far too much Kool-Aid to believe that the other option is perfect and not morally compromised. So here's the, he shares a screenshot of the diary of Ashley Biden. Question on there, on her diary. Was I molested? I think so, she said. At a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate, Ashley Biden. Maybe I have it all wrong. So this was responding to Barbara Streisand, so she'd see that. Hollywood resistance, and you aren't good friends with the Clintons, responding to Barbara Streisand. Bill Clinton raped my friend Juanita Broderick, for starters, never mind getting the you-know-what in the Oval Office for Monica and lying about it. Then there's good old Paula Jones he paid off. You have no morals. Remember, Clinton paid off $850,000 to Paula Jones to go away with all that mess. So speaking of the Clintons, the most evil couple on this earth, one of the most evil couples on this earth, Bill Clinton's coming out with a memoir on his life? Will his life story be written down a page, include the fact that he regularly attended an occult child trafficking island known as Epstein Island? His best friend, Jeffrey Epstein, visited his, you know, Epstein visited Clinton's White House 17 times or more. Or that his wife is a serial killer who has had countless associates accidentally commit suicide, hundreds. A trail of blood seldom seen over the course of multiple decades that would make Jeffrey Dahmer blush. I'm guessing this book is going to keep those parts out.
You've had a memoir, and now your husband is having a memoir that's coming out. I'm curious, because I will never write a memoir. Not enough people are dead. And so...
Do you hear that? Not enough people are dead. Why tell that type of joke to the person who has death wrapped around her all the time?
Well, yeah. You'll live long enough.
I'm just saying. It's like, well, because it's like, you don't want the truth. You know, sometimes you don't.
You don't want the truth. You don't want the truth. Sometimes you don't. So, I don't know. When I was watching this and I thought, is Kelly onto something here? And is this person that's sitting on the couch not the real Killery? Because we've known that there's been questions about who the real one is, if you guys have been paying attention. Anybody in there? Or I'm just talking to myself. Kind of weird. Speaks about death. And then she says, you don't want to tell the truth in the book. So anyway, I just caught those parts. And of course, she brags. I don't want to hear Hillary talk too much, but they brag about this book that's coming out. And of course, maybe the last few seconds, I'll check
this out. So look at the paper record. She came back and said, no, that meeting wasn't then. I said, oh, yeah, it was.
Oh,
no,
sequential
no, it wasn't.
Order. Yeah.
The order, the chronology that, you know, you get kind of confused as
because
well,
so much happens.
Long enough.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen in everybody's life. And so it's really useful to have a kind of check like, oh, no, that didn't happen that way. You know, there were other people there.
Yeah, it is hilarious. That's a whole show. We should
I'd buy,
produce
your,
that
I'd buy
show.
Your memoir.
Yeah. Well, you'll never buy it. It'll never happen.
I'll buy your memoir. Huh. Strange. Greg Abbott says if Secretary Mayorkas will not be held accountable for refusing to follow federal law, why should any American be accountable for refusing to follow federal law? The Senate sets a double standard for Americans. You'll reap what you sow. Yeah, you walk into the Capitol for a few minutes and they take you away and put you in jail. Mayorkas gets by with basically allowing anybody in and causing all kinds of trouble, and people die, and he gets off.
Travis Wolf, do you know that name?
Not off the top of my head.
Travis Wolf is a 12-year-old boy from Missouri. This is him. Travis was killed on December 20th, 2023, or I should say he was in a tragic attack on that night. He died some weeks later, head-on collision. The person driving the vehicle who's now been charged with 6 criminal counts is Indrina Bracco. Do you know who that is?
I do not, but let me communicate that I know that all of our hearts break for the family of this young boy who died in that accident.
Well, she's an illegal migrant here from Venezuela. Local law enforcement tell me that she was detained briefly at the border in 2023 and then released. And then she commits this crime. Multiple people have been stabbed in O'Fallon, Missouri by illegal migrants. Mr. Secretary, I know that you think your policies are a success. You've sat right there in that chair and you've told me over and over our policies are working. You're on the record years and years saying that. Maybe they're working for you. Maybe they're working for your political objectives, whatever they may be. I don't know. But they're not working for Laken Riley or Travis Wolf or the people of my state.
I want to continue with this.
Because you testified falsely under oath. Now that we have the file, I'll tell you what the difference is. Congressman Bishop didn't have the parole file. And Senator Britt didn't have the parole file. And now we do have the parole file. And now we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country was because lack of detention capacity, which, as you and I both know, is not a valid reason under the statute. And now that we know that for sure, this is right out of the parole file. Here it is. Subject was paroled due to detention capacity at the Central Processing Center in El Paso, Texas. Now, suddenly, you don't want to talk about it. This is extraordinary. It's also a pattern with you. So, let me just try one more time. Have you read the parole file?
Senator, I'm going to give the same answer, and let me say
it. Well, which one? Are you going to give me the answer you gave to Senator Britt? Are you going to give the answer you gave to Congressman Bishop? Or the answer you gave to Senator Paul? Or do you want to try a fourth one?
Senator, I will not speak to the particulars of the case, given the pending criminal prosecution.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Well, you certainly, of course you don't want to, because it is an absolutely damning indictment of your policies. Let's just review Jose Barrera and how Ibarra, rather, and how he came to be here. On September the 8th, 2022, he was encountered by United States Border Patrol in El Paso, Texas, and was paroled into the United States due to lack of detention capacity. A provision, a proviso, a rule that is not permitted under the statute. You and I both know you know this. You knew it when you were talking to Congressman Bishop. You knew it when you were testifying to Senator Britt, and you know it today. You just never wanted to cop to it because the statute doesn't permit it. And so you lied to Congressman Bishop and you lied to Senator Britt. And now you are hiding behind the ongoing prosecution excuse because it's the last one left to you because you testified falsely under oath.
You testified falsely under oath, leaving the borders open. And Senator Rand Paul has this.
But I can't help but be sad for Lakin Riley and her family who didn't have to have this. And he wasn't paroled for any of those reasons. And we're going to get into that in the question and answer. You've either said you don't have the knowledge, you've been asked about this multiple times, but we're going to ask again, how did the murder of Lakin Riley get into this country? And what is the statute that allowed you to do it? How could you? And how could you sleep at night, you know, having done that?
How could you sleep at night having done that? I look at behind Mayorkas, and I just see folks who look like they've gotten plenty of sleep, maybe. See in the back? In case you're looking at your screen, we've got this one. They actually got up afterwards and said, everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. Relax. This guy looks like maybe he lost a little sleep. She looks like she's, maybe overly concerned. And then I look at Senator Rand Paul. He looks like he's been constantly working for us. Just a stark difference. And it just breaks your heart. And I talked about this before where I've had friends we've known for a long time, and they said, we believe there should be an open border. Why do we need borders? It's so mean. And they live in El Paso, and they think that, you know, they've got friends and family members that come over, and you know, we've got people down there that we know that are relatives, distant relatives or whatever. And I'm like, okay, great. So since you want to have them come into your country without your values, why don't you just open up that brand new house you just built to them and let them all, you know, 15, 20 of them just come live. Don't bother asking them where they're from. Don't do a background investigation. Don't find out what kind of things that they worship. And while your 8-year-old daughter lives with you, you know, don't worry. It's open border, open friends, right? Just let everybody in. And she gave me a look of just basically a look like, oh, he's got me. Got up and walked away. We were in their house visiting. They were the ones that brought it up. And to this day, they still laugh and say President Trump's going to go to jail someday, regardless of how often we have conversations. Breaks your heart. We're going to get more into this on some reactions out of Chicago. The voters going crazy over this, how it's affecting all of them. More into the elections and how that's going to play out for all of us. Before we get there, I want to show you this. Well, a news headline swirling around in your head as you toss and turn or stare at the ceiling, struggling to get that good night's sleep. Well, you're not alone. Millions of Americans face an epidemic of sleeplessness that is slightly harming their health and well-being. The trauma our minds have endured over the past 4.5 years doesn't turn off with a switch. We have to reset. Bring cortisol levels back to normal. And to do that, we need a restful night's sleep. When you lay down at night, knowing that you have the key to ensuring a deep and regeneration sleep is life-changing. Enter restful sleep formula, grafted by awake doctors, pun not intended, like Dr. Peter McAuliffe and his chief medical board at the wellness company, who understand the mounting harms of melatonin. Restful Sleep Formula is an all-natural alternative to melatonin. You know, what's cool is you actually save 56% compared to buying each one of these supplements separately. Plus, you save an extra 10% and get free shipping when you use code LT at checkout. Don't just dream of better sleep, make it reality. Visit twc.health/LT today and use code LT at checkout for 10% off.
$1 billion so far for that. And here they are warning the mayor and city council about transferring another $70 million from the city's rainy day fund to take care of the migrants.
That'd be Chicago, if you're listening.
We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it.
You vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we coming for them seats. You can believe that.
The police are fighting with them in the shelters that you guys are funding. You guys think it's a great idea, but yet your police officers are getting attacked. Your public's getting attacked.
Currently, state law does not allow voters to recall Chicago's mayor, but after seeing how Mayor Johnson's first year has gone with the migrants and crime, a new group wants to change that by getting a referendum on the ballot this November that would pave the way to voting Johnson out.
We're not taking care of Chicago citizens first, and that's what it's all about. The fact of the matter is that we've never had this opportunity to recall before, and it's very apparent based on the mayor's abilities right now, or lack of accountability, that this needs to be addressed.
Yeah, Mayor Johnson is dismissing this recall effort as a right-wing effort from folks living out in the suburbs, but Dan laughed at that, saying he's lived in Chicago for 33 years, he is an independent, and in the 24 hours since news came out about this effort, he said there's been an outpouring support from folks of all backgrounds looking to sign on. Dana?
Way to go, Chicago. Here we go. Tell you what, the elections are going to play a big, big role in all of this. And they're doing all they can to have these illegals that are coming in get Social Security numbers and say, hey, no voter ID. Oh, yeah, just use their Social Security number and they can vote. And that is happening in record numbers. You know, they're always planning how they can cheat because that's the only way they can do it. Here's Mr. Higgins.
America, pay attention to this. Prior to the Biden administration, it was well considered and well estimated that there were about 30 million illegals living within the United States. Took 240 years to get there. By the time President Biden leaves office, an additional, say, 15 million will have entered our country. Talking about 45 million people. America, pay attention to this. 45 million illegals, that's 60 congressional seats. And where do you think those illegals are being drawn to live? In sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, densities of populations, which have advertised and welcomed and brought these illegal citizens there. Why? Why do you think this has been one of the core tenets of agenda of the Democrat Party? Is to thwart the very essence of our representative republic by stacking the deck during the census, whereby apportionment for congressional representation will be permanently shifted to sanctuary states and cities. 45 million illegals, that's 60 seats, America. When have you ever seen a 60-seat majority in this body? This is the game plan, man. It's a decades-long agenda to permanently transform this body into an extension of the Democrat Party's policies and liberal agenda. We must respond to this by using our congressional authority and mandating by law that, yes, we shall count every person during our census endeavors every 10 years. We shall fulfill our constitutional obligations as envisioned by the founders to count and document every person that lives within the United States of America. But we shall do so with accuracy and transparency and identify which of those persons living in our country are illegal. And we will adjust our apportionment laws to reflect the true intention of what apportionment was envisioned to be when our founders wrote the Constitution. That would be that apportionment was reflective of American citizens living within the United States. Our representative republic is at risk, and I fully support this bill. Thank you, Mr.
They're at risk. And I tell you what, the New York Times, Reuters, Telegraph, The Hill, NBC News, they're going crazy because Carrie Lake obviously is looking for support. She urges, they say, urges supporters to arm themselves ahead of the election. Carrie Lake tells supporters to strap on a Glock in preparation for intense 6 months. Carrie Lake's strap on a Glock comment illustrates the GOP's penchant for violent rhetoric. Far-right U.S. Senate candidate tells crowd to strap on a Glock before the elections, and so they are doing all they can to go on the attack mode. Of course, they're all one body, the mainstream media and these left freaks and more. It's amazing as all of this is playing out. You know, the media, they're complicit in their lies. The one guy who was ahead of everything, exposing all of the evil around this earth, was put away. Julian Assange, the most well-known political prisoner in the world, says his wife.
Even if Julian is released, if his appeal is successful, will you ever forgive the UK and US states what they've done to your husband?
They're responsible for the most high-profile political persecution in the West has ever seen. Julian is the most well-known political prisoner in the world. He's been imprisoned for his journalism. He's in prison for almost 5 years in the UK's most notorious high security prison, Belmarsh. And there is no way of righting this wrong.
Why do you think he has been public enemy number one of these states for so long?
Julian exposed the crimes of the West, and he exposed the true catastrophe of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the complicity in torture and so on. So he's been the greatest contributor to public knowledge around state criminality. And this is a retaliatory prosecution. It is a political persecution.
Do you think you'll ever see him again if he's extradited?
I don't think I will be able to see him again if he's extradited.
Wow. Not able to see him again. The hell that they have been through. The prayers that they need from all of us for Julian Assange. And the hope for all those that J6 prisoners, Julian Assange, many others who have been put away, who have not committed any crime whatsoever. The real criminals are right in front of us, like this Biden character. Bidenomics, baby formula for B. I for Biden is increasing inflation. D, depleting oil reserves. E, expensive energy. N, remember this is Biden's name, Biden, no border solutions. Omics, Bidenomics, so we'll say O, over-the-top spending. M, more expensive food. I, increase interest rates. C, costly health care. S, sluggish economy. That's the reality of Bidenomics.
Tonight, we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics.
That's Bidenomics. That's investing in America. And guess what? It's working.
Inflation rising.
Gas prices are surging.
Our border is in chaos.
We've seen millions of illegal immigrants pour over the border.
Shootings, carjackings, and robberies happening by the day.
We have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Inflation's not going away.
People can't afford groceries.
Prices have skyrocketed.
Shelter up 20%. Energy costs up 30%.
Israel has declared it is at war.
Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Bad for working families, bad for American jobs, bad for the world order and stability.
Yeah, Bidenomics, bad for America. We all know that. We've been talking about this every single week. We've got another great interview coming up for you this Sunday with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Silver price up 24% in 60 days. What countries own most of the gold and Fed battle royale. We've got more to share with you on this front. Let me show you just a clip from this particular video. One second. Let me bring that up right here. Actually, this is from this past Sunday. Sorry, I didn't have the original one pulled up for this Sunday coming up.
How many paper dollars
but
we have?
You guys want to check it out. We've got amazing videos that will help you, especially when it comes to the precious metals, gold and silver. You go on to check out amweknow.com/gold just to get in touch with Dr. Kirk Elliott and your finances, your IRAs. Convert them over to precious metals. You'll be absolutely amazed the support that you'll get for all of that while we go through this craziness, this what we would want to call a parallel economy. Another part of this craziness of things falling apart, you would look at the school systems, and you'll notice some strange things happen. And one of them, I'm showing you a screenshot of this, where a teacher was actually having seven-year-olds fight with each other and basically placing bets on them and letting them fight each other in the room. She got caught. Yeah, she's having her own little competitions in the room. Or he is, I'm sorry. And then you go to another school, and they've got the furries making some noise, and the kids walked out. I'm going to show you a clip from that in a second, but I just want to show you, they interviewed one of them.
Thank you.
This is Strudel, a member of the furry fandom. Though they've been a furry for over a decade, they have their own opinions.
It's crazy that it's escalated to this point where these kids are being so distracting to their peers that their peers want to stage a walkout. So to have, you know,
the peers, they say, they're crazy. They wanted to stage a walkout.
Next generation kind of muddy our name and not represent it very well. It is kind of disappointing.
Strudel believes there should be some limits.
Continue doing things you like. Continue dressing up. Continue making art. But maybe let's keep it outside of school hours.
As for the school, Sorensen says they have one main goal.
We want every student to feel safe when they come to school. And we want students to get along. In fact, we want adults to get along.
Okay, so the district says they've worked with some students whose dress and appearance they say might be disruptive to the
might be disruptive. You hear how the mainstream media covers that? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the student walkout of Utah Middle School to protest furries, shipwreck. Put this out, and I thought this was great what she did.
I staged a walkout and a protest yesterday over furries.
Somebody was telling me that the furries were attacking you guys in class. Is that right?
Yes. They bite kids.
They bite kids. Do you hear this? So they didn't play that. I didn't hear that on the mainstream media, local news. Oh, no. Let's talk to the furries. Say, the principal's going to work with them and see if they can change their dress code a little bit. Did they get into all the violence going on from these guys? Nope.
They bite your ankle. Why would they?
They go bite your ankle. They walk on all fours, run down the hall.
They all scratch people.
We're not allowed to wear masks on Halloween, and they wear masks every day.
So you can't wear a mask.
So if you're missing out, they said basically they're scratching people.
On Halloween?
No.
Are you allowed to wear stuff on Halloween? The kids said no.
Masks on Halloween, but they can wear masks every day.
So are they wearing a mask every day?
So they wear masks every day, but normal kids on Halloween, they're not allowed to wear anything. But how come the furry kids get to do whatever they want?
What's the point of dressing up like a furry? How else do they attack you guys?
They either bite us, they scratch us, they hurt us.
Why are they spraying you with Febreze?
Litter boxes in the girls' bathroom.
I heard that was just a rumor.
No, it's true. Now this also
it's not a rumor. It's true, the kids say.
Started with a petition that was posted to change.org called Students for Humans at School, Not Animals, a.k.a. Furries. With this petition was to reach 500 signatures, which it had already done 2 days after it was posted, and it is now up to 750 signatures with a 1,000 signature goal. Petition is asking for a dress code to be put into place with restrictions on jewelry, accessories, tattoos, hair, facial hair, other things. Thing that would draw undue attention, distract or disrupt otherwise, or interfere with the learning atmosphere or school activities. activities. Interesting about this petition is the majority of it is being driven by the students, specifically these students right here.
Good.
Each made a video talking about what they want to see happen as far as change in their school.
Hey guys, yeah, we need this furry thing to stop. There's people are getting hurt, and please just we need support. So come help.
I got you, little buddy. So for the next couple days, I posted the website for their change.org campaign into the link in my bio. You can go and read for yourself and read all of the things that people have wrote and kind of.
And her bio is at @shipwreck_show. And you can see that link that she places there. Okay.
Educate yourself on what is actually happening at this middle school, according to them.
Amazing. Thank you for that post. And it's just another wake-up call. What's happening in our school systems? Boy, do they need help. And I saw this clip and I said, maybe this is what they've been learning in school. Check this out.
How many seasons there are?
12. I don't know. 12?
Yes. What language do the people in Idaho speak?
Potato.
Wait, what? What language?
I don't know. The first thing that came to mind was potatoes.
How many states make up the United States? Guess a number if you don't know.
5.
Yes. What continent are we on right now?
What continent? I think like North Africa.
What's 3 times 3 times 3?
18.
Yes.
How many cents are in $1?
How many cents are $1?
Yeah.
1, 5, 10, 20, 50, 106.
Yes. Do you know what country we gained our independence from?
Mexico, right? No, that's so wrong. Russia, no. I don't know.
Give me a final guess.
Canada, I don't know.
Yes. Do you know what year the U.S. was founded?
1827.
Yes. The shape with four sides called.
I don't know. I haven't done something with shapes since like fifth grade.
I'm kind of silly. Yeah. If you had a guess.
I don't know. Like, I don't. All right. I know what shapes have four sides, but I don't know the name for it.
Yes. Can you name 3 countries besides the USA?
Alabama.
That's 1.
New Mexico.
2.
And Connecticut.
3. It's too easy for you. What is 1/4 plus 2 dimes?
1/4 plus 2.
How much money is that?
That's 65 cents. Is it? 65 cents?
Yes. Can you tell me what time this is?
Okay, I know the long one is the hour.
Yeah.
So that's 10. Oh my God.
10.
Can't read the clock. Those are the folks that, they leave school and get a diploma, or some of them are still in school and just can't figure out the basic answers in life that we should all know. Yet you got the smart ones like this one, North Carolina high school student, Christian McGee, was suspended from school for saying illegal alien in the classroom. Calling an illegal alien is not offensive. It's just a fact. McGee was suspended for 3 days after doing an assignment in English class. The teacher told the class to say a sentence with the word alien in it. McGee reportedly said, like space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards. Way to go, buddy. School determined that phrase was offensive and disrespectful to Hispanic students. You got to be kidding me. Why does that have to be Hispanic? They're illegal from everywhere. I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I asked a question, McGee shot back. I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs green cards, and the term illegal alien is an actual term that I hear on the news and can find in the dictionary, he said. His mother is now concerned that he won't be able to get into college. He's devastated and concerned that the racism label on his school record will harm his future goal of receiving a track scholarship, she said. Wow. Times we live in. That's something. We are just filled with all kinds of information for you. Go to another high school, Australia, as a matter of fact. They're actually teaching pupils that bestiality is part of the LGBTQ plus sexualities. The year nine girls were given a presentation in which bestiality was explained as part of the plus in the LGBTQ plus lifestyles. Yeah. You guys figuring all this out yet? The exposure of evil is happening. The abilities that we have to come together, to pray, to go against this evil together, we can win with God's help. More things have been happening, and more folks are not going to be able to get away with the things that they've done. The exposure has been just too much. This P. Diddy thing really opened up a big can of worms, and it's been playing out in the news lately. A lot of folks, probably the puppet masters are gone now, and so now the puppets are going to start getting what they deserve. But nobody walks away from this. You can run, but you can't hide. I want to play this clip before we close.
Kim Kardashian. She's part of it, dude. She's in trouble for that, for drugging men and robbing people and setting people up. Kim is hit. Listen to this.
Remember, she used to be with P. Diddy.
The walls are closing in on Kim Kardashian. The FBI investigation, initially a tremor threatening her carefully constructed image, has morphed into a full-blown earthquake threatening to engulf her entire empire. Leaked information paints a picture of a woman who allegedly used a seductive facade to mask a ruthless ambition, wielding stolen documents and secrets like weapons. Kim Kardashian has found herself at the center of a sensational scandal.
Oh, but there's more. There's more, guys. Listen to this.
Authorities uncovering a shocking plot allegedly orchestrated by the reality TV star. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has disclosed disturbing details, accusing Kardashian of a scheme involving drugging high-profile men in order to pilfer crucial documents for personal enrichment and blackmail purposes. The saga unfolded when federal agents executed a dramatic raid on the residence of music mogul Diddy, revealing a cache of incriminating video footage. This footage purportedly captures Kardashian engaged in activities that have sent shockwaves through the entertainment and legal worlds. In a turn of events that has both stunned and captivated the public, the FBI claims that Kardashian, known for her glamorous image and celebrity status, was not only involved in the theft of vital information, but also used it as leverage to further her own interests. The gravity of these...
Why, Kim? Why are you doing this? You already got enough money, Kim. Why are you doing this?
...been a prominent figure. The revelation of these purported misdeeds has not only tarnished Kardashian's once impeccable public persona, but has also raised questions about the lengths to which some may go in pursuit of power and wealth.
Stay tuned for more, guys. I'm going to do some updates on
There's
this.
There's going to be a lot more, and they showed her with Justin Bieber quite a bit, and they're saying that she drugged young men. And I tell you what, it's just one little drop after another, day after day, and it's exposing these folks who thought they would never get caught. They thought that Satan would protect them, signed a deal with the devil, and it's catching up. And these folks who are well known around the earth, believe me, that Kardashian name is well known around this earth. I tell you what, when they start falling, this truth starts coming out. It'll start reaching higher and higher to the politicians and then to the billionaires. And we're going to find out a lot more, I believe, in the future about these nefarious people, these evil people that have been running this earth for a long time. And we hope and pray that the truth will come out someday and someday soon. And it kind of reminded me of these verses that I wanted to read to you here. We have the King James Version, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. And then you skip down to verse 14. And he says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. And absolutely amazing, as we hear from our Savior, Yeshua, throughout Scripture, more and more we're told, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, because it won't give peace. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your continual guidance and direction in our lives. Thank you for the reminder that we are not supposed to be troubled in our heart, that we're not supposed to look for peace from the world, that the world can't give the peace, that we're not supposed to live in fear no matter what comes our way. We know that you're not the author of confusion, and we celebrate the fact that for the past several years, evil has been exposed according to the Scripture. You said to expose evil. And also, we are to love you, continue to call out to you, go boldly before your throne of grace, and just bring our requests unto you. And we ask that you would continue to help us. Give us the right words to say, the knowledge, the wisdom that we need to talk to those who are hurting, those that we think of that have taken the shots and just don't know day for day how they're going to do. May we be able to support in some way. May we continue to find solutions for these folks that have woken up and realized the trouble that they might be in. Our hearts are hurting for them. You know it. You know each person that we deal with. We know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to your purpose. And we just ask that you continue to protect those who are in the front lines, protect our own family from the enemy who wants to destroy us. And we ask all this in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This is a little longer than expected, but I hope I actually had a lot more I could have shared with you today. We'll just hold off on that. We have another interview dropping tomorrow and another one Sunday, so hopefully you'll look for those. Again, a reminder, please look at the August 11th through 18th at Sea with LT. We're going to be cruising to Alaska. Please give them a call. Go to the website, andweknow.com, and just check it out, folks. It'll be a great time together. Go to Alaska. Meet our family, meet and greet, Q&A, and all that. We'll have a blast. And please hit that follow and subscribe if you would, and share and the like button. We really appreciate it. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know. Signing out.